Abortion industry melts down, no court will make us compromise. By Catherine Hamilton on June 24, 2022. Pro-abortion organizations descended into utter panic after the Supreme Court released a decision on Friday overturning its 1973 Roe v. Wade decision and holding that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to overturn Roe and Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, a case surrounding Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. Justice Samuel Alito wrote the majority opinion, ultimately returning the issue of abortion laws and regulation to state legislatures. The court's ruling is expected to induce pro-life legislation around the country, as well as push trigger laws into effect which ban abortions outright in certain states. Following the ruling, organizations who believe women have the right to end the lives of their unborn children released statements condemning the Supreme Court's decision to abide by the Constitution. Planned Parenthood President Alexis McGill released a video saying that our movement will fight for rights stronger than Roe. No court or state will make us compromise our bodies, our dignity, or our freedom, McGill said. In a statement, McGill further claimed that due to centuries of racism and systemic discrimination, we already know who will feel the consequences of this horrific decision most acutely: Black, Latino, and Indigenous communities, people with disabilities, those living in rural areas, young people, immigrants, and those having difficulties making ends meet. McGill did not mention the pro-choice movement's ties to eugenics, or research showing that induced abortion is the leading cause of death of African Americans in the United States, an estimated 61% of Black American deaths in 2018. Emily's List, an abortion rights advocacy group, accused the Supreme Court of taking direct aim at our freedom. Make no mistake, abortion is on the ballot this November, and we, the pro-choice majority in this country, will hold them accountable. We will replace them in offices across the country, up and down the ballot with Democratic pro-choice candidates who will fight for our rights and freedom, with women who will work to expand access to anyone who needs it, Emily's List President LaFonza Butler said in part. Today is a tragic day. But this decision will not end the debate on this issue. We will take this fight to the ballot box. We are the majority in this country and we will fight back. Pro-abortion advocacy organization NARAL Pro-Choice America also issued a statement decrying the Supreme Court's ruling. Organization President Minnie Timaraju claimed the Supreme Court has given the green light to extremist state lawmakers to place total bans on abortion. And they won't stop there. The anti-choice movement and its political allies have already made it clear that they want to enact a nationwide ban on abortion. This decision is the worst-case scenario, but it is not the end of this fight. The 8 in 10 Americans who support the legal right to abortion will not let this stand. There is an election in November, and extremist politicians will learn. When you come for our rights, we come for your seats, Timaraju said. Nancy Northup, President and CEO of the Center for Reproductive Rights, warned that utter chaos lies ahead. Utter chaos lies ahead, as some states race to the bottom with criminal abortion bans, forcing people to travel across multiple state lines and, for those without means to travel, carry their pregnancies to term, dictating their health, lives, and futures. Today's decision will ignite a public health emergency, Northup said in part. One day, the regressive and cruel Dobbs decision will be reversed for its brazen disregard for the rights of women and the rule of law. Until then, we will use every legal lever to ensure that every person's right to make decisions about their body and their lives is realized, and that they have access to the full range of reproductive health care, she continued. National Abortion Federation Chief Program Officer Melissa Fowler also released a statement, calling the court's decision abhorrent. Today's decision confirms the worst-case scenario that reproductive rights advocates have been bracing for, and this is a heartbreaking day. This decision will gut abortion access in half of the states and have an absolutely devastating impact on those in need of essential abortion care in many parts of the country. We will not stay silent and we will not be deterred. We will continue to do everything in our power to help people access abortion care, Fowler said. In stark contrast to the bellyaching from abortion extremists, pro-life advocates and organizations have celebrated the Supreme Court's decision, saying it marks a bright pro-life future for our nation. Abortion groups have been preparing for the Dobbs decision before and ever since an unknown source leaked a draft opinion in May. An unprecedented breach of an institution crucial to upholding the United States Constitution. In early May, Politico reported that abortion groups were planning to dump $150 million into competitive 2022 midterm races. Following the leak, leftists violently protested, and extremists destroyed and vandalized pro-life centers around the country. They also vandalized churches and participated in threatening protests at the home of conservative justices in violation of federal law. While several abortion groups have denounced violence on either side, Democrats have been working to instill subtler but more prolific fears in Americans with their messaging about the case, Breitbart News reported. However, recent polling has overwhelmingly concluded that Americans care more about the struggling economy, overseen by Democrats in the House, Senate, and the presidency, than about abortion as midterms near. The case is Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, No. 19-1392 in the Supreme Court of the United States.